So I think the analogy is it's like dominoes. There's a couple things that have to happen for the revelations to be fulfilled. So, or just preventing war. There's a couple things that have to happen, like in terms of the regions are generally stabilized overall. It's kind of like that Archduke of Ferdinand type of moment that we need to prevent. So one, stabilize Hong Kong. And I've already offered a solution of deploying CNN as barriers. You think they would slow down the tanks if once they see their friends. Now, if that doesn't work, I think a legitimate plan could be the NBA. If you played the NBA in like four or five cities, you had maybe six teams, depending on how many you actually had, kind of playing, you know what I'm saying? Like make it an Olympic type event. And again, evil might be, I don't know, I'm not giving up. And I think we owe it to, I don't think there's any really risk to the NBA players. If you can just like get the fact that COVID has zero risk to anybody. And it's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're fucking in a war. Like they fucking, you know. We'll see what happens. You can't really ask anybody else to do something like that. So we'll see. Depending on the AI technology we get. If I got like a growth pill, I would try out for the team. We'll see what happens. So yeah, I think that Hong Kong is the main thing we got to monitor, obviously. Two, the Out of the Ashes in Europe. I don't really know too many of the, in terms of the intel again, could it be like the robot they make it in Dubai? Could that be it? Or could it be Macron? Could it be Gates and I'm just retarded? Or, again, I don't know. I don't think Gates has that much influence. I think he is a puppet in the same sense. Like, he's a high-level puppet, like one of the most money in the world. It just, you would think that doesn't have that much influence over the fucking Constitution in America and, like, 300 million people. You know, and it just depends on a lot. I think, I would want to see, they're going to try to push to disarm the police, especially. I'm surprised Biden's as competent as he is at times. I still see if Hillary runs, I would not be surprised. I could very much see Hillary pushing towards like de-escalation of military guns. And then again, that would only perpetuate. I'm not going to get into that right now. I think the main domino would be Hong Kong. Two, kind of got to monitor Europe. And then while you're just kind of keeping flyers on those, because there's only so much you can do, especially in China right now. I don't know the economic sanctions, how much that's going to do. I'll stop talking because I don't really know too much about China. It's just like, I don't know. I really don't know. I think we need to get our supply chains back and up going. And we need to revoke the evil from the United States if we want to stand any chance. And whether if we just delay the inevitable and America just kind of, if we fucking become the new world order, I'm going to be so pissed because it's going to be such fucking horseshit to get there. It'll probably be like 5 years of fucking just, they're grooming AOC and they'll probably make, they could have an event or two over the next, if 2030, they would just need somebody in for 2030 or just like, some fucking, they would only need like two or three events between now and then, legitimate ones, and then a couple more actions. Now, if we take the preventative steps now to make those actions delayed 100 years, raise the average to 2160, we might stand a chance, or at least just fuck with them. That'd be fucking hilarious. Again, it's like you want to kind of destroy their plans. In terms of public education, we don't need to be paying for these idiots to be going to school if they're going to just fucking be communists and not learn shit and then just want their $30,000 in debt. I think we put those kids to work and we, or just make them pay their debts, and especially until the third world's been raised to the first world. Then you can kind of have, you set some sort of plan. I could easily work with Mitt Romney, I'm not going to lie. you have to have a cutoff date for 45 or something, that anything after that, like anything before that, you get your money back if the money's managed correctly. And there's a big if the U.S. is using fiat currency by then, and make it a 30-year plan to use the current economic model. And just, it's like you got to beat the money system before you can go to UBI. We haven't even got close to that because we haven't got the... But we're trying to do the lazy route of just... The evil route of just deleting people. And you can't do that if you want to have your soul. And that's why the people are going to be taking the blue pill and give up their soul either unknowingly, and the Mark of the Beast will be like the new VR thing that comes out. And there'll be just so much fear and everything that it'll be like... maybe. I don't know. Yeah, they're probably around Kumo, which is going to be fucking... I don't know.